Thanks, Tony. The general election campaign is just getting underway for Michigan's two gubernatorial candidates as Lansing's Democratic Mayor Virg Bernero and Republican businessman Rick Snyder begin to size each other up. We spoke to a professor at MSU's prestigious James Madison College about the two candidates and how they're likely to focus their campaigns.
This is Michael Craw, and I am assistant professor in James Madison College at Michigan State University.
Were you in any way surprised by the choice of voters for each of these particular candidates?
I think so. I mean, I think it was shaping up initially to look like it would be Andy Dillon versus Mike Cox. And then, towards the end of the campaign, I think everybody was surprised when Virg Bernero was pulling ahead of Andy Dillon, particularly because, you know, Virg had, you know, so he had a lot less money going into it than Andy Dillon did. I think everybody was surprised that Rick Snyder sort of just came in and managed to get the Republican nomination. I think the general feeling in the Republican establishment in the state had been that it was Mike Cox's turn to run.
Bernero, in terms of his positions with labor and social issues, is that likely to be problematic in the general election?
No, I don't think so. I think the union support will help him do fundraising, certainly, and help turn out the vote, especially in places where he needs it, like Detroit and in Flint and, you know, the big cities. That's where he'll probably have the strongest support. He's likely to do a pretty good job of rallying the Democratic base to turn out to vote for him, and he's going to need that in the coming election, especially since this is not a presidential election year, and Democrats will probably seem from the polls to be a little bit disenchanted with the Obama administration, so they're a little bit discouraged anyway. So anything he can do to get solid Democratic voters out of the polls will help him.
And how about Rick Snyder? He seemed to have come out of nowhere. Is he likely to get the backing of the Republican base?
Yeah, I don't think that the deep core social conservative Republicans are going to be very enthusiastic about Rick Snyder. On the other hand, he's very appealing to Democrats and to independent-minded voters. So that's where Virg Bernero's problem is at, Rick Snyder comes off as being relatively moderate for a Republican. He's comes off as an outsider. Both of those things are likely to be very appealing to independent and weak Democratic voters.
You don't have two very contrasting candidates, it seems. What other aspects would you say, when you look at these two candidates, where they're dramatically different from each other?
Actually, I think they are quite different from each other, at least in terms of their public personas and how they present themselves. Rick Snyder comes off, my impression is he comes off as a nice guy. And, you know, that's always good. You know, he has his campaign slogan, so he's one tough nerd. You know, he kind of pokes fun at the one aspect of his personality that might turn off some voters. And he sort of has done a great job serving his campaign in inoculating himself against the idea that he might be too wonkish or out of touch with the regular person. Virg Bernero comes off as very passionate, and that can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing, depending on if it gets portrayed as he's angry and has nowhere to direct it. Well, you know, that's somewhat good because a lot of voters are angry, but I think it won't be enough in the end. I think he has to come off not just as angry, but as someone who's passionate about people. I think a lot of it may center on class differences. If Virg Bernero is trying to paint a picture of Rick Snyder, he'll probably want to paint him as a big corporate CEO who's out of touch with mainstream Michigan and its values, and seek to find ways to blame economic performance in Michigan on large corporations like the kind that Rick Snyder runs. I think Rick Snyder, if he's sort of trying to put Virg Bernero in a box, is going to try to paint him as another Democrat in Michigan who's been partly responsible for the state's fiscal problem. I don't think that works as well with Virg Bernero as it would with Andy Dillon, but he may try it anyway.
Would you say Snyder almost bought this nomination for himself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got very deep pockets on his own, and he can certainly, you know, pay to run all these ads. And Virg Bernero's problem is going to be the disadvantage in terms of money. He can draw on union support, but his pockets are not nearly as deep as Rick Snyder's are.
Is Snyder likely then to continue putting all this money out, or did he kind of spend most of it at this point?
If he put it in for the primary, he's intent on winning the election. So I don't see why he would stop spending money now.
Any kind of sense at this point which candidate you'd say has an edge or would likely win from what you see today?
They both have their strengths and weaknesses, and I think either of them could win it. You know, Rick Snyder has kind of an edge with independent and Democratic voters, and so Bernero, if he's going to win, has to find a way to peel them back into his camp. Rick Snyder, if he's going to win, needs to sort of keep the independent voters in his block and to do what he can to appeal to the Republican base so that they come out and vote for him.
The two candidates now have a little less than 3 months to convince voters that they should be the one to take over the top post from Governor Granholm. The vote occurs on November 2nd. For the Tony Connolly Morning Show, I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.